Jim, a sticky encounter with Louth. Their league position didn't really, I suppose, reflect their performances in the league. Indeed, two tough games with Armagh and Cavan, teams that we've had difficult encounters with as well. So it was how it panned out today, a very sticky, well set up side and a difficult opponent.
No, definitely, Brendan. Lost three games by a point and won the game that they did won by a point. So you're right, it was definitely going to be all that. But we also knew that was going to be the case. And I suppose in the first half in particular, we were disappointed with our decision making. A lot of the decision making, we made it a wee bit easy for them, taking the ball into contact. A lot of body central there from their point of view, and gaps weren't there, and we were getting turned over. And that left, you know, double transitions are a hard thing to defend, and that's what we were dealing with a lot in the first half, and unforced errors. The second half, we were much more happy in terms of even though we were into the breeze, we were able to keep the ball, use the ball, recycle the ball. I suppose attack on our own terms, you know, at the right time and the right moment, and try and get a quality shot off. And that's kind of the way that it panned out. And we had much more control of the game in the second half. So from that point of view, we're delighted to get two more points on the board. That's the most important thing, Brendan. And we knew what we were going to get with Louth, which was going to be a tough, tough, tough battle. Turned out that way. And we have to, I suppose, now replenish a wee bit, I think, because it's been a very intensive period. And then get ready for Kildare in a fortnight.
Yeah, the league's about learning, of course. Jim, you're facing a real strictly sitting in deep defence. A lot of our good play earlier in the league is coming from deep running, from strong running off the ball. They didn't allow us to do that, so we had to up it into more of a work the ball type game plan. As you say, there's a lot of maybe poor play in that, but then again, these are the things you need to iron out in the league, and certainly when it comes into the championship, you're going to play against a defence which is going to set something similar.
I know, definitely. I think though, in the last couple of games, when we were in that phase, we were much more controlled and we did get good shots off, and we understood what we wanted to do and what the finish line looked like in terms of sort of our movement and who we wanted to get on the ball and all those types of things. So we felt, I suppose, we were making decent progress on that front, and it was a wee bit of a step backwards in the first half today, but then we managed to sort of, again, as I said earlier, get a more control of the game in the second half, and that's probably what resulted in us getting the 2 points.
Yeah. And I seen you saying to Jack McKelvey, get us a goal before he went on. An instruction was clear, but the two subs combining, Jim, there was a bit of maybe controversy about the goal, about a potential a foul on the ball, but that goal was pivotal, you know, give us that wee bit of a cover in terms of stretching out the game, and it was a massive score.
I'm not going to lie to you now, I didn't tell him to go. I would like to say that I did that, but no, I didn't. I think it was more sort of rudimental than that there. But yeah, listen, again, we looked at a good few players. Jack started the day first. I think that was the first team he started first in the National League. So that's an important piece. And listen, we have a lot of players injured. You know, we have a lot of players injured that we're hoping to be getting back into the equation over the next number of weeks. And so it's great to be one of these games, Brendan, and tough games whenever we have, you know, a lot of players that would that have played for Donegal, you know, and have a lot of experience with Donegal over the last number of years.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to know, Jim, just at 6 points up, have you ever felt as a coach just to keep the ball? Louth were still sitting completely in their blanket. Now, we played about with the ball. I think it was Kieran went for a pass across the far left-hand side. We give away possession. They got 2 points in a row, a wee bit of momentum. Do you ever feel at that stage just to come right back and try and suck Louth out? Is that something that ever cross your mind?
Yes. I suppose there was, even at the end there, Kieran looked for a pass inside there, you know, and we were in a good position. They needed the ball. We didn't need to kick the ball in that situation. Like looking at Dublin last night against Derry and Celtic Park, you know, that was probably the hallmark of their performance, really, that, you know, the composure they had in the ball and their decision-making on the ball and not getting caught in possession, but yet and all being able to progress the ball. So they're obviously the barometer for the rest of the country, and you need good players to be able to play that game. So definitely there's all those learnings are still there, Brendan.
Yeah, and just finally, Jim, just on those injuries, 2 weeks to Kildare now, and you're on with McCall missed out today, Jason McGee, Owen Bann, Niall O'Donnell, Conor O'Donnell, You know, Keelan Ward, you know, there is so many guys to come in, and all guys could potentially start for your team. So is there any update on their progress?
Well, Keelan obviously is longer term, like, you know, and he's kind of working his way back. Owen Bann's going to be another period of time as well, so he won't play in the next game, you know, and it's for us is trying to get him ready for the end of the league or for the championship match. Jason McGee has got good news about 10 days ago, and so he's just working his way back now. We're hopefully going to have him training with the squad probably Tuesday week, hopefully fully integrated. But you know, as I said to you one other day, like, the numbers dictate a lot of this in terms of what they can cover and the ground and all that type of stuff. So we're getting very close, and I know I keep saying that every week, but we just have to keep working with the medical team and have the bigger picture. And we're all focused on Derry. We are all focused on Derry, but there's a long summer ahead too, hopefully. So it's just a matter of getting them back as quickly as possible.